Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Red Jacks On. Today, I'm your host. I am Charles, the big penis boy.
Oh, my God.
It gets better every time.
I am your humbly sized Fraser.
And we are joined with our special returning guest, firstly, Danny. And we have our virgin and breaking the seal special guest for the first time, Tishan.
Hey, welcome, boys. Welcome on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was meant to be a couple weeks ago, but many things happened.
Life
finds a way.
Yeah,
it does.
So we're going to be doing Dark Disney today. If you've clicked on the episode, you know, you're clicking on Dark Disney. I want to firstly say there's so many fucking categories to Dark Disney that people have been like, yeah, you should talk about this. And there's a lot. So I thought instead of just focusing on everything, I'm going to like hone in on the classic Disney tales that have been taken from dark, dark novels. So there's a few other little things that I'll throw in there as well, like some of the films that Disney have done, really dark moments in their films. We'll also touch on that. But to start you guys off, I'm going to ask you a nice little non-point question of what is your favourite Disney movie?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, good question.
Before or after they acquired everybody else?
we'll go like actual Disney production.
A classic?
Classic-y,
like CGI animated, does that? That counts.
Oh, man, I'll count Pixar, yeah. Go on, Dan, what's yours?
I'm going to go between Cars 3, but I'm going to lean towards Cars. Just
you say Cars or Cars 3?
Cars Original.
Oh, right. Yeah, thank God, Cars. I was going to say. Okay, Cars.
That's nice. Solid, that's pretty solid. Sure, I'm going to go Aladdin.
Ooh.
I mean Aladdin, the original.
That's a great shout. Love Aladdin.
I think I'm just going to have to land on Mulan.
Oh,
that's a rogue one.
Yeah,
you know, out of the Disney movies, I think that's the one that's got me.
Mulan is sick. It's such a good film. Such a good film. And the music is incredible as well.
I think it's the music that's got me. Fun storyline.
Well, one of you have picked a category that will come up, a topic story that will come up. Cars definitely doesn't come up because Cars is so new. It's squeaky clean and fresh and definitely doesn't have a disclaimer before you click it. Aladdin does. Aladdin does have a disclaimer before you click on it now because of its representation on Arabia. So, yeah. Nice. There you go. Nice little fun fact. You know what? I am going to award a point for Fraser because I love Aladdin. That's my favourite.
this is how legit the point system is.
Yeah. Minus 1 point for Danny because Carl's is it's too new. I'm joking. You still got zero. It's fine. Right. I'm going to start you off with some fun questions. So you might know some of these because I think whenever you talk to someone about these kind of grim horror kind of pre-Disney versions of these stories, people know stuff. They always can go, oh my God, yeah, did you know that in Sleeping Beauty, blah, blah, blah. There's always a couple, but I want to see how many you know, because these are really fucked up. So
can I just ask, so when you say like dark Disney, is it kind of like, is part of it kind of like the sort of origins or what the Disney stories are built on? So like, kind of like historical background that isn't all that fantastical?
Yeah. So we... we'll dive into that first, and then I've also got another side of it, which is the current Disney movies that actually have really dark moments.
So it's not Walt
like
Disney
that aren't. Yeah, Disney have actually made. Yeah. So, question one, and I'm also sorry for any misannunciation of any words I say. The Kali Kolodis, The Adventures of Pinocchio. Which of the following answers happened in the novel? A, Pinocchio is shot in the chest with a rifle. Oh. B, Geppetto kills Pinocchio with a dagger. Or C, Pinocchio kills Jiminy Cricket with a hammer. And you can just, everyone have your own guess. It's absolutely fine. You can copy each other.
One of those rings out to me. Yeah. What do you guys think?
It's a novel, though, so when it's a book written that far back in the day, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But I don't think Geppetto would kill his creation who he thought was a son.
I don't think so either.
Well, I don't know. I was leaning towards that until we got option C.
That's what I'm thinking as well. Yeah, I'm going to go C as well. I think I feel like I've heard that before.
I'm going to go A. Play devil's advocate. Because in my head, the logic is Pinocchio sees Jiminy Cricket. It's like, what's that?
Wait, so you're going A? But
I'm going A. But okay. I think it is C. Playing devil's advocate.
It is C.
Yeah, yeah.
It is C. He does. He straight up throws a sledgehammer at the cricket. And the cricket's talking as well. It's not even just a cricket. Here's the extract from it. At these last words, Pinocchio jumped up in a fury, took a hammer from the bench and threw it with all his strength at the talking cricket. Perhaps he did not think he would strike it, but sad to relate, my dear children, he did hit the cricket straight on its head. With a last weak cree cree cree, the poor cricket fell from the wall, dead.
No, Jiminy.
His head. I think what a legend. Ball, mate.
Fun fact, my mum read me that to bed one night when I was a child.
And then said sweet dreams after.
So I was quite aware of that one. She actually stopped and was like, oh, I don't know if I should read this to you. And I was like, why? And then she read it and I was like, oh. And she's like,
no, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't
have. Yeah. I want to see that the scene left me animated.
I mean, they definitely should. They should remake all of them in the real way that they were written.
I think that'd be hilarious. Like, Pinocchio just jumps out of bed, sledgehammer, like thick head, and just across the room.
I swear the cricket barely said anything, but apparently he antagonized him because he got Pinocchio all angry.
Like, very weird. Because he
represents his conscience, isn't it? And like, I think through the whole story, Pinocchio is just like. He's kind of just going off and being a little shithead, yeah. So I said, like, Pinocchio, you shouldn't really do that. Oh, shut up.
Fuck you, bitch.
Is it correct to say then the newest version of Pinocchio is more realistic to the novel of Pinocchio than the classic Disney version?
What one? Three were made in the same year.
The weird animated one. It looks like a tree.
Was it Del Toro's?
Yeah, Del Toro's one.
I haven't seen that one. That's the only one I haven't seen.
I think that, which is probably that the best darkness one. Of that scene sounds more like Del Toro's Pinocchio than all the happy-go-lucky, like, I'm a real boy stuff.
Yeah, I could definitely see Del Toro's being a lot darker. It looks really edgy as well.
Yeah, it is.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. Okay, second question, guys. In Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid, which of the following happened? A. The mermaid eats the prince's dog. B. The prince rejects her and marries someone else and the mermaid turns to sea foam. C. The mermaid betrays the prince and marries the sea witch.
mate. That last one for me sounds like DEI New Age Disney. Like, I don't need a man.
Yeah,
for sure,
yeah.
It is, isn't it?
A bit too soon for that.
You know?
B sounds weird, but I think I would go for B.
Turns to sea foam.
I think I'm going to go B as well, just unrelated Disney Ponyo style.
Because this is points, I was already going B. But I'm still going B, even though I feel like I should go A. I'm going B.
Wow, you're in it to win it, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you're definitely all going B.
Yeah.
No one's going to take a stab at any of the others.
No.
Why should
she marry? She marries the purple witch, yeah?
You are all... Right.
Yeah.
She does indeed die.
Team hand in hand.
Yeah.
She gets rejected.
Here is the extract. Day after day, she became more dear to the prince, savage, who loved her as one would love a good little child. He never thought of making her his queen. Yet she had to be his wife or she would never have an immortal soul. And on the morning after his wedding, she would turn into foam on the waves.
Damn.
That's it. Dead.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
Horrific.
If only we could turn to foam on the waves.
Do you know what? I was thinking about it. It's somewhat less dark than the actual repercussions of the Disney version, where she turns them into like them little worm things. And she's just got all these souls that are like worms in a cave. I mean, I'd rather die.
Wait, yeah, they're like mermaid the sea urchin type
little
things.
Mermaid turns them into sea urchin things.
Yeah, in the Disney version, Ursula changed, like, she's got all these souls. They're all like little.
But not actual Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Oh, no, she doesn't turn people into that would be fucked up.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
If she married Ursula, that'd be some, like, Stockholm Syndrome shit going on.
Do you reckon she'd keep her voice? Or do you reckon she'd just take it when she's annoyed at her?
Yeah, that's like...
They're having an argument, she'd just be like, shut the fuck up. Like,
you know, singing competition.
Yeah. All right, question three. Tish, you should be able to get this one because you're a mega fan. In Hua Mulan, apparently that's how it's H-U-A Mulan, Hua Mulan, the original tales of Mulan, which of the following answers holds true? A. Mulan is discovered as a female and murdered by her own cavalry. B. Mulan takes over the Chinese dynasty and overthrows her own government.
You know.
C. Mulan returns home and kills herself.
Ooh, dark.
That is dark.
could be A or C, but I think it would be a pretty short story if it was A.
Yeah. Wait, what was A again?
She's discovered as a female and murdered by her own cavalry.
This is the true story, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not a true story.
No, but like
it's...
the dark part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would think that she was murdered by her own cavalry rather than go home where she has got family and everybody and then offs herself.
Yeah, but I think the thing is she dishonored her family name if she was sent home. Also, but for going
was in. She sent home? Was she sent home or she returns home?
Returns home.
So yeah, if she got sent home, then honorable discharge, she won't make it into the village. Yeah, I think A. But...
good point.
It's such a like historic Chinese tale or something. It could be anything. Like, she was like on the way home, gets eaten by a tiger.
Yeah. All right, Tish is going A. Fraser, what are you saying?
I'm going to go C, just because.
Fraser's going C. Danny?
Got to go B. No, I'm going A.
A as well.
Go B, Danny, go on.
I think it's A. I'm going with my gut.
The answer is C. Fraser's got it. Fraser's got the point.
So she does the entire war as a man, survives, returns home, and she's like, fuck this.
She doesn't just come home triumphant and go, nah, fuck it, I've had enough. There's actually loads of versions of Hua Mulan. So it originally started off as like songs, and then 1,000 years later, they made a play of it. And so the most recognizable stories, the ones that like kind of got put into plays and stuff. One version, she meets this other woman out at war, and they become like these bonded sisters, and they're like these two Chinese warriors. It's not really much about hiding her female persona. It's just her going into war and being an absolute tank. Like she's an incredible fighter. So they all know that she's a woman and that she comes back and she kills herself in the Su Tang version, which is the play version, after returning home because her father has died and her mother's remarried. And she's ordered to be a concubine, like a lower class female wife or mistress. And she's like, no, that's not the life for me. So it's like a really triumphant suicide. Like she stood up for women power and stuff. Like, nah, I'd rather kill myself than be that.
So that was like my first thought, like the dad must be dead. But then I think the memories of the movie, like over it, everything else.
Yeah.
Like she returns home. Like there's got to be people there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's Hua Mulan.
See, if you said she returns home, turns into a concubine, and then kills herself, I would have been like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, she just straight up, when they told her to, when they demanded it, that she become one, she just did it beforehand and was like, nope.
It's wild.
which is like a really big thing for women in Chinese history. But it wasn't Chinese history. Well, actually, it's
more than Chinese.
Debatable. They're not sure if it actually happened or not, or if the tales were just rumors, or if it was something.
If anything, it would probably be like Tatar Genghis Khan ish, rather than Northern Chinese, right? Because they're the people that they fight against.
I think.
And the territory was very different. So it would have been like Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, all of those merged into one.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea.
I'm China.
That's all I know. Right.
Interesting stuff.
So the scores are pretty close. I won't give it away, but Fraser's winning. So come on, guys, do better. Disney's Cinderella, the evil stepsisters get rejected by the prince. But in the original story, do they, A, cut off their toes and have their eyes pecked out? B, cut off their heels and have their noses chopped off? Or C, cut off their feet and then their heads?
Who's doing the cutting?
The prince did that.
I won't say who did it. These are the parts of the body they're losing. They lost the body parts.
Maybe sound like they did it themselves.
You know,
maybe they did.
You're trying to impress the prince and you can't fit your foot into a glass slipper. What are you going to do?
Eyes. Like, it makes no sense. Like, I can understand losing parts of your feet to fit into the slipper, but why are we taking off noses and eyes?
It's nose and heel.
So hold on, it was nose and heel, eyes and toes, foot and head.
It was, toes and eyes, heels and nose, and feet and head.
Just present three torsos to the prince.
They will fit into the slipper.
This is it. Yeah.
So what story, like, is this from?
Cinderella. So she goes to the ball. She gets all jazzed up, goes to the ball, meets the prince, runs home, loses the slipper on the way, which, by the way, was a trap laid by the prince. Make any fucking sense. But he laid a trap that caught the slipper.
Fucking genius.
Because he knew she was going to run. Red flags.
Oh, yeah. This prince might be a witch.
Or a freaking rapist. He might be a...
Yeah.
mastermind.
Blood. Yeah.
So she gets home. Sisters are a mess.
They've lost parts.
They've lost parts.
I'm going toes and eyes.
Eyes. I just don't know who's doing this to them.
I will explain it. It is. I know it's far, like, far-fetched.
Yeah, I feel like we've only got half the story here.
Yeah, I'm going nose and heels, so these guys can't really stand up.
Okay. Nose and heels.
I'm going to go same.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get lopped into just squares.
Danny, what are you saying?
I'm saying A, toes and eyes.
Toes and eyes. The correct answer.
It's symbolic. It's going to be symbolic some way.
Spot on, mate. It is A, and you are 100% correct. It is symbolic. Partly symbolic. You actually cut off their toes. So to fit into the glass slipper, that is why they cut their toes off, to try and fit in. But believe it or not, they saw blood and they were like, well, they've cut their toes off.
So they cut their eyes out.
No, I'll read the extract. So, when the wedding with the prince was to be held, the two false sisters came, wanting to gain favour with Cinderella and to share her good fortune. Again, this makes no sense. When the bridal couple walked into the church, the older sister walked on their right side and the younger on their left side. And the pigeons pecked out one eye from each of them. Yeah, okay. We'll keep going. Afterwards, they come out of the church, very important which sister was on which side. The older one was on the left side and the younger one was on the right side. And then the pigeons pecked out the other eye from each of them.
Damn.
Not even crows.
And that's like, for the wickedness and falsehood, they were punished with blindness as long as they lived. Oh, I don't know why.
I bet the prince trained those pigeons. he's a
CNI pigeons.
Yeah.
they did actually cut their heels off. So part of B was kind of true.
half.
No.
So was it anything to do with trying to fit in the slipper then?
Yeah. So they did cut their toes off when trying to fit in the glass slipper when the prince was going around the village trying to find her, and then they lost their eyes at the wedding later.
When did they cut their heels off?
They also one of them cut a heel off to try and fit into it as well.
Singular heel, and it was like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
there's no support here.
This ain't gonna work.
None of it made any sense. Like, it's a glass slipper as well. Like, what, you're not gonna see the blood filling up?
Yeah.
And were they just cool as well, like with walking down the aisle and having these pigeons attacking them?
No, yeah, the wedding didn't stop. It just carried on. They got married, and then they come out and lost the other eye. It's insane.
It's probably a good idea they didn't make that version of Cinderella, because everyone would be frying up pigeons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be a lot of dead pigeons.
A lot of dead pigeons.
Oh, no, not pigeons. I love pigeons. Right, question 5. And this is the last question of this kind of game.
Mate, I'm on 1 point.
I can confirm that. In Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the evil queen falls to her death after poisoning Snow White. How does she die in the Brothers Grimm original? A. Eaten by her own minions. B. Made to dance in red-hot iron shoes until she dies.
Oh, C. Damn.
Every limb chopped off until only her head remained.
Ooh.
This is annoying because I remember the Brothers Grimm movie version of this, and I bet it's different to the fucking novel. And there's no limbs being chopped off by the witch.
I feel like the Seven Dwarves are chopping limbs off. That's what I think is happening. I'm locking it in early. That's my answer.
Daddy's going for limbs. All right.
It wasn't the Seven Dwarves killing Snow White. It was the witches,
the evil queen.
Yeah, the evil queen's minions chopping her up. And who were the minions of the evil queen?
Oh no, that was eaten by her own minions.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that. Eaten.
Okay.
But I don't know who her minions are.
But I think it's C. I don't remember minions, but she probably did have some.
Just yellow fuckers running around. Bye-bye. Banana.
The correct answer is B.
Oh,
oh no way.
She danced forever.
So, yeah, it's fucking grim, like, you know, ironically. The wicked woman uttered a curse, and she became so frightened that she did not know what to do. At first, she did not want to go to the wedding, but she found no peace. She had to go and see the young queen. When she arrived, she recognized Snow White, and terrorized, she could only stand there without moving. They then put a pair of iron shoes into burning coals. They were brought forth with tongs and placed before her. She was forced to step into the red-hot shoes and dance until she fell down dead.
Who forced them?
You know, what kind of force?
I guess the people. I mean, it doesn't really say. It just says they. They
but does it say that, shoes on her. To say that Snow White was a queen at that point?
Yeah, so she got married to the prince, and I guess the witch was still alive and invited to the wedding. And it was a trap.
A whole bitch after that, mate. Yeah. I've got power now.
Imagine seeing that invite and be like, this is a trap.
This is a trap, but I can't not go.
I can't see what's going on. Red hot steel shoes.
Yeah, really fucked up. Right, so at the end of that lovely fun 5-question round, Fraser is in the lead with a 4 out of 5. That's pretty rigged. Fucking good, mate. I'm pretty rigged. Impressed. That's an RJO participant right there. And then you got Danny in second with 3, not far off. And then you got Tish, gentleman's 1.
This is it. I was using too much logic for Disney, man.
Hey, it could all turn around. It could all turn around. So I'm going to go through some dark Disney moments that actually happened in the films that we've all seen. Right, and we can kind of go through them. Might as well just go for it. Do you guys have any at the top of your head that you just like, that moment was so fucked up? And I can't believe it's a Disney film.
Original Disney.
Disney. Original Disney, yeah.
Bambi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they just... They don't quite off-screen... their characters sometimes, but they will just show you enough for you to be like, oh,
yeah,
that's dead. Then,
yeah,
it's not alive anymore.
Brother Bear then would be in the same breath.
Pops Brother Bear? Whacked. Yeah.
Then the brother gets whacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty deep.
Yeah, it's a dark, that's a dark start to a film.
What about Oliver the Cat, where the mobster just kidnaps this guy's daughter and the parents just don't seem to care?
Oliver and Company.
That's it, Oliver and Company. Oliver
the Cat.
That's a fucking call out. All right. Yeah. No, you're right. He does kidnap the little girl. It's kind of fucked up.
That's some tunes in there, man.
Yeah, that Billy Joel.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys remember Tarzan and how Clayton died?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Clayton all caught up in the vines, and he's like swinging and chopping at it, and he gets one around his neck, and then he like cuts and he like falls, and you just see his like silhouette on the ground in like the thunder and lightning of him being hung, but you literally see his silhouette. Yeah.
Wild. I guess like it's not too long after, you know, people used to go and watch people getting hanged all the time, right?
For real. Yeah, public lynchings and stuff.
Yeah, back
like 50 to 100 years before.
Before we became soft.
You became soft.
Not very PC anymore.
Okay, like Metcalf and E-bombs world back in the day.
Scar, killing Mufasa.
Yeah, that's literally going to say, yeah.
Pretty dark.
Simba watching,
yeah. Pretty fucked up. You guys ever watch Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Do you remember Frollo and his rapey obsession with Esmeralda?
Oh, God.
He's like, I'll either make you mine or burn you alive.
Does he say that?
He has a song, and it's called Hellfire. It's literally like, you will burn or be mine. Like, he's fucked up. He's really fucked up. And I think he kills Quasimodo's mum right at the beginning as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
that's wild. Yeah, he's an absolute menace.
Yeah, he's pretty evil, actually, yeah. He's got his thing against gypsies, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Travis.
Sexual obsession with her at the same time. Mm-hmm. Stockholm Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Stockholm Belle.
I mean, she falls in love with her captor. That's pretty messed up. And he's a furry, so, you know.
Fucking large furry, though, man, so he hasn't got much choice.
Yeah. You guys seen Black Cauldron?
No.
Black Cauldron?
Not that I can remember.
That shit is dark, scary. It's so weird. It's like, you know that Fantasia? You ever watch Fantasia?
Yeah.
Oh, you know the big, like, mountain demon thing? It's just like that, but a whole movie is terrifying.
It looks a little bit like
I think his name. What's his name again? Is it Balrog?
It looks so similar to like a mismatch of other Disney films.
Yeah, it was a bit of a silver screen. It didn't do greatly well when it came out. It freaked out a lot of kids.
Yeah,
Chernobyl.
Especially at the end, I think the little dog thing sacrifices himself, and he comes back right at the end. But it was really heartbreaking.
Dog with a moustache, yeah.
Yeah. And a quite a newer film which had a really, really dark start, Finding Nemo.
Yeah. It
is really dark. I mean, that is terrifying. This thing just comes in and just eats his whole family, and one egg remains, a broken one.
And you've also got newer version of Pixar, Big Hero 6.
It's on the list, yeah, Tadashi's death.
Loses both his parents and then his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't go into the parents' death too much, because I don't think I could have handled it. I broke down at Tadashi's death. Oh.
Yeah. This is trying to character build the population one movie at a time.
Mm-hmm. How they do it. But you must have broken down at Up.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
The very beginning of Up.
Do you know what it is? If it didn't have the soundtrack, I don't think it would have been as teary.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's true, actually. But it's all so very silent.
Yeah. It's like upbeat, it takes you on the journey, you're like with them as they're growing, you're like, this is what everyone wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, what's going on? The music's changed, I don't see the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up is really, really dope. Fucking hell, I had a coughing fit. I lost my voice.
Not about to cry, Charlie.
Yeah, I am thinking about Up.
Oh my God.
They should make a sequel called Down. See what happens.
What would that even be?
He's got no balloons and he's on that mountain all
lead
alone.
Balloons that drag him to hell.
No, my man's dead. It's just the Chinese guy. The Chinese boy's grown up. He's been left in the house on the mountain.
And I'll end that list with The Fox and the Hound, because that film broke me every time.
For sure. Yeah. I love that film as well, even though it's got a sad bit.
Yeah, it's a great film. Right, so I'm going to give it another little fun game. I'm so sorry, by the way. My throat has just just fucked off.
Get some water.
Yeah, do you know what? BRB, I've got a fridge right behind me. Hang on.
Ooh, behind you. Charlie's in the kitchen, right, guys? Streaming from the kitchen. It reminds me of when we had the band in secondary school or college, and we went for recording, and I'd lost my voice. It was like the first time I've ever lost my voice, and I couldn't speak at all.
Is that afterwards, right?
This is on the way there. Like, you can Charlie. Crap. Remember, we went to go record in Brighton, and I couldn't speak.
Oh my god, yeah, and you were meant to be singing.
Yeah, I couldn't speak. Shit. I had to put on like the deepest voice to get any sound out of my voice.
Yeah, your voice went for like a whole 2 days, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it came back as we were staying at that woman's house. And she was like, oh, you could have just come down the first day. And we was like, we didn't know you were here.
I still don't know who she was. To this day, I still don't know her.
Like, wake up and her dog's licking all of us.
All right, maybe we should cut to an ad break. Ad break?
Yeah. This is good time to cut to an ad break. Yeah, just go.
Good time to cut to an ad break. All right, catch you in a bit.
This fantastical world is overplagued by evil and tyranny. Come, my squire. We have many damsels to save.
Okay. But nobody asked for your help.
Enough of that talk! Evil waits for no man.
Or woman, you know.
Behold, squire, a fair maiden cursed to slumber for an eternity.
Or she could just be enjoying a mid-morning nap.
Nonsense! Outside and unprotected, she must be cursed.
Okay, so how do we help her then?
She must be given a true love's first kiss in order to break this wicked spell.
Whoa. You can't just go around kissing sleeping women. Trust me, you don't want that kind of reputation. Besides, it's clearly not true love's first kiss. You just want to kiss her because she's, as you described it, fair?
Yes, well, yes, you raise a good point, my meticulous young squire. If she's still there when we return, we'll get her some proper help. Right. Gah! An evil witch! I will slay you, hag, before you have your chance to raise your spells!
Hey, whoa, easy, my prince. This old lady is simply a saint, and possibly senile. She means us no harm.
Careful, my squire. I have no means to defend you against any crafty sorcery she may have.
Hello, hi. Let me help you with that. Just this way. Just come with me. Follow me. Sorry for the wait, my prince. The poor lady just lacks some mental capacity and simply needed some assistance.
Good work, my empathetically eager squire. Onwards!
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. It came from cave over yonder.
My prince, it's a troll!
Oh, my squire. From you of all people, I expect it better.
My prince?
My eyes have been opened. Upon close inspection, I can see this is simply a poor, malformed, homeless man with nothing but a loincloth to his name. This poor man has probably been homeless his whole life. His only shelter a cave, and his only food the mushrooms that grow in this woods.
Nope, that's a troll, and I'm pretty sure he eats more than mushrooms.
Nonsense! Observe my skeptical, cynical squire. Hello, good sir. Please, allow us to assist you in... Oh, God, no!
My prince!
Oh, my God! Ah! Squire!
Unemployed again. This can't keep happening.
Cool. We'll cut that in there somewhere. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
No, Joel, we should have done the ad break when Charlie had his coffin fit.
Well, that's where they'll cut it into.
I was going to say ad break.
Cut it there.
Yeah.
I don't want to overstep. I don't want to overstep.
Just Charlie's like, coffee in the background. Fade out the coffin into the ad break.
Yeah. So, right, this is actually an interview. This is actually an interview. So, yeah, Danny, you could take Sirhan's place, and Tish, you could take Rikish's place.
Well done, boys. You made it. Well done. Good job. Right, so this is called 3D Dark Disney Descriptions. So, I'm going to read out a description, and you have to tell me what film it is, but it's the first person to shout out the correct answer wins. And don't worry, you can shout out wrong answers. First one to get
points.
No, not for wrong ones. So, question one. A bunch of organless friends go from heaven to hell.
Organless friends.
Hercules.
No.
Organless. I see why you said Hercules, though.
Is that all of it? I thought you were just like leaving us on a little cliffhanger.
No, that's it. A bunch of organless friends go from heaven to hell.
Is this Disney, Pixar, or what?
This is, I will lead you towards it, Pixar.
Ah, so it can't be Hercules.
Hell.
Heaven to hell.
It sounds a little bit like Inside Out or something, but it's not.
Like they've animated something that wouldn't have organs.
You know.
Well, it's not Toy Story, it's not Cars.
What did you say?
Heaven to hell.
It's Toy Story.
Why would they be going from heaven to hell?
If they go from Andy's house to Sid's house.
Right.
Okay.
So it's not a synopsis of the whole film.
Yeah, I get it.
No. It's just tiny little thing.
And it might just fire away. Hell.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them are more cryptic than others. I'll be honest. The third one's probably the hardest. Question two. Two sisters adopt a demon.
Sisters.
Two sisters.
Damn, that sounds familiar.
Moana.
Not Moana. I just don't have a wave for those people.
It's a Lilo and Stitch.
It is Lilo and Stitch.
God,
what was you humming?
That was so obvious as well.
The hallelujah, daddy. If you're not a big fan of Lilo and Stitch, let me know.
I feel like
take a point off.
I feel like there's another theme tune in Lilo and Stitch which would have captured it.
I mean, I could have just sung Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Question three. This one is going to get you. Tyrant transforms into beast, learns his lesson, befriends man and his family.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's not man. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I just had to shut
it. Yeah.
Befriends man.
Mm-hmm.
And becomes part of their family.
And before he was a tyrant.
Up?
It's not Up. That is kind of close, though.
Yeah, just that's...
Yeah.
It's part of our family.
It's a bit of a niche one, but it has got a bit of a cult following.
Tyrant. It's not Star Wars, is it?
No, it's a Disney. I'll give you a clue if you need one.
Right, can you repeat that again? Repeat one more time, please.
Okay. A tyrant transforms into a beast, learns his lesson, befriends man and his family.
Man.
And I'll give you one more hint. And doesn't destroy his house on top of the hill.
His house on top of the hill.
Yeah, someone built a house on top of the hill, but I can't remember who it was. Oh, I know who it is. It's Emperor's New Groove.
It is Emperor's New Groove. Sam's back in the game.
Here we go. Numero dos.
Come on now. Emperor's New Groove is an absolute, great film.
Somebody stop me.
That's the mask.
That's the mask. Pull the lever, crunk is the one.
Pull the lever, crunk.
Yeah.
Crunk lever.
Yeah.
Okay, question four. Or thingy four, whatever you want to call it. A country girl has to choose between guy who wants to control her life and guy who wants to keep her hostage. The latter is marginally nicer, but the deciding factor is his library.
His library.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, it is.
All right. Number five. When the cats always land on their feet myth was busted.
The cats always landed on their back. Oh, Lion King.
Oh my god. That's rude.
I love that the cat falling on its back got you straight there.
Yes, it's still too soon, mate.
It's too soon. I'm so sorry.
Body's still warm.
The fact it makes me laugh so much is because it hurts. All right, this one's a little bit easier. It's a quick fire. Question six. Girl does lots of drugs to escape.
Alice in Wonderland?
It is Alice in Wonderland.
Damn it.
There's lots of drugs.
Not real life.
Number seven. A young woman finally gets to rest. Along comes a man to ruin it.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Tangled.
Finally gets to rest.
No, it's
Cinderella.
It's not Cinderella. It's not Snow White. It's the one it's the one that has that word in it.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, of course.
There you go. There you go. Tishan's on the comeback.
Wrong bloody princess.
Yeah. It's like the three of them are quite easy to get mixed up.
I'm sure Snow White was sleeping, really... right?
They all fall asleep at some point, right?
You know, but then
they've all got a really plain prince.
Yeah.
You just say prince for all of them.
It's true. They are really lame. Number eight. A waterbender and a rock god team up to unbreak the world's heart.
Moana.
Yeah, I knew Daddy was going to get that.
Let's go.
I was thinking too deep into that.
Number nine. Poor bitch births unholy amount of offspring.
Poor bitch.
Is 101 Dalmatians.
It's 101 Dalmatians.
Hold on, Fraser. Well done.
That was good, mate. All right. This is the last one. Number 10. A good haircut kills a witch.
That's Tangled.
It is Tangled.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's all the questions.
Forever, right?
Have you heard the theory of in Moana of that she dies at the beginning and the rest of it is a spiritual journey?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Because she doesn't interact with anyone who's actually human after she leaves out to sea, does she?
Nope.
That's some editing anything.
She goes with the crab, obviously the island, and Moana himself. No, what was the guy's name?
Maui.
He's a god.
What you're saying is she can't swim, and when she went into the water,
she drowned. And she became one with the ocean.
Yeah, the movie starts from there, and the spirit is carrying her body around.
Well, there's a Moana too, so unless it starts with her just corpse.
Her corpse washes back up on the beach.
Someone rests like her, she goes back in. All happens again.
Damn.
So all right, so now we're going to get into the fun side of this podcast: racism in Disney movies.
Hey.
Who's excited for this?
I feel like we've got the most diverse audio.
We do. I think we're covered.
We're safe.
So, Peter Pan 1953 had the shockingly racist musical number with the Native American sequence of What Made the Red Man Red. Don't know if you guys remember that. They're all sitting around smoking a pipe.
Yep.
This one killed me. Lady and the Tramp in 1955. Do you remember We Are Siamese? So like they done that right on the back of World War II.
And when
they come in, there's a gong that plays and they're just like these Chinese ripoffs. But then even funnier, a few years later, the Aristocats did it again.
I was wondering about that.
Straight back in.
Yeah.
And they were playing piano with chopsticks. Disney went hard.
You're gonna go in, go all in now.
Oh mate. All right, I think this is probably so the biggest the one. But yeah, I know. They were just like, yeah, bring them back. To be fair, it was probably easy to animate as well because it's like recurring characters.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbo in 1941. The Crows led by Jim Crow. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
And they all had black slang accents. Yeah.
What was that, 1941?
Yeah. And the guy who voiced Jiminy Cricket, the guy who voiced Jim Crow voiced Jiminy Cricket as well.
That's why the sledgehammer guy dashed at him. Yeah. Pinocchio was black.
What'd you say, Martha?
You know, Thor's was hammer. The crows thing makes sense because that time you would have had like Jive talking. And you see it in the movie Airplane. You got the two black guys speaking German, but no one can understand them.
Airplane gets away with everything because that film is fucking classic.
Fucking so hilarious.
Don't eat the fish.
God.
In Jungle Book, 1968, King Louis the Ape, they wanted Louis Armstrong to voice him, but didn't want to offend him by asking him to play an ape. So they got an impersonator instead to impersonate him. It was white.
So inoffensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
The built-in offensive option.
I don't know if it would have been like prejudiced to ask him to play the ape.
I mean, I think the fact that they were like, oh, no, I think that might offend him. Let's just ask this guy to do his best impression of him.
Crikey.
Yeah, bad.
Have you heard of Christopher Walken's version?
Well, as being the
King Louis.
Oh no, was it Christopher Walken?
I can imagine him speaking in Jungle Book. Sure.
It was Bill Murray as Baloo. I can't remember.
Wow, it's Jungle. Under my domain.
I did get his name right. Yeah, it's he does the song and everything, and it just sounds weird enough.
Yeah, no, why? Yeah. That's a weird casting.
It's actually a really good film up until that point.
Then it becomes a horror.
What am I listening to?
Just came in and ruined it. Yeah, so most of those, all of those films have now been taken off the kid profiles on Disney, the Disney Plus app.
What?
Right. Have discretion warnings before them if you watch them on the adult Disney Plus.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Left it.
I mean, realistically, I hate it when they just take it off. Like Netflix has done that a few times. And I feel like if you just put a warning at the beginning saying, like, you know, has outdated views, don't really see a problem with it. So we'll go into the little bit of the woke era in the sexism in Disney movies.
Fuck.
I mean, pretty much every princess movie was quite misogynistically created by men.
Is there a Disney movie where the man gets saved by the female?
There is now.
Seeing a
Mulan
wake
as well.
Up and like molested by accident. And what was the thing in 20 years? Views have changed.
Frozen is probably the leader of that.
Sexism? They made the guy a dunce.
Or the leader of the anti-sexism. Yeah. There's a lot of films really coming out, like Turning Red is a really great like empowering woman story, as well as Inside Out. I think is quite, you're going into the mind of a child growing up. I can't wait for the second one as well. That's gonna be wicked.
Turning Red was great.
Yeah, Turning Red actually was unexpectedly good.
Yeah, Turning Red's
like
good.
The matriarchy, like Chinese matriarchy kind of style, where the grandma is the head of the whole family, and then it goes down.
Yeah, that was my hope. Yeah, it's a really cool idea. I need to watch that again. I like the boy band's music as well.
Oh yeah,
it's what are they called, like Three Town or something like that. Four Town.
And then she's turning red.
Have you seen the new Little Mermaid film, the live action one?
No,
actually. I don't think I've watched anything.
It's a good watch.
It's DEI right. heavy.
It's all right. It's okay. I mean, I'm not a big fan of any of the live action remakes, but they did change some of the lyrics in "Kiss the Girl" because it used to be. Yes, you want her, look at her, you know you do. Possible, she wants you too. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl, which is obviously saying you don't need consent. So they changed it to, yes, you want her, look at her, you know you do. Possible, she wants you too. Use your words, boy, and ask her if the time is right and the time is tonight. Go on and kiss the boy. Go on and kiss the girl.
Yeah, so, Katy Perry,
no blurred lines.
Yeah, they really like went hard on that to make sure that kids were like, no, you have to ask permission.
Yeah. I can't wait till every kid's like 2 inches from the face and it's like, can I kiss you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sexist things that happened in old Disney films. Obviously, you had like every princess film was pretty much sexist. Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, getting non-consensual date raped. Yeah. And, yeah, just also a really interesting fact. Male characters accounted for 71% of the dialogue in Beauty and the Beast, 90% of Aladdin, and 76% of Pocahontas. So most films, literally, even though they were based on princesses, most of the cast was male. Like, they barely had
They were just like plot, really, weren't they?
Plot devices there to get all the side characters involved.
It makes sense, considering Walt Disney's actual history with females and pedophilia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
To like, go dark.
He is twisted. Like, twisted to the sense that he was linked to kids taking boat trips to islands and shit.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But great parks, man. Fucking nailed it. I don't know what he did. He's like the Chick-fil-A. Like, everyone boycotted Chick-fil-A in America and they know, but the chicken's just so good.
Gotta go back.
All right, I'll end it on this fun little thing that I found while looking for dark Disney stuff. Winnie the Pooh.
No,
not Winnie.
Winnie
not
the Pooh. Winnie. Every character in Winnie the Pooh is a psychological disorder.
I thought he was going to say he's naked. I was like,
you all knew that. That's great.
Look, you just have to look at Eeyore.
I mean, it
kind of explains itself when you think about it.
Trigger on speed.
ADHD. I kind of got it first. Eeyore and Tigger were the first. But Winnie the Pooh has an eating disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is ADHD, and an eating disorder. So like, he's fucked up.
Every day he gets dressed and he forgets where he's getting dressed and then starts eating. So he's only got a t-shirt on.
Yeah, that actually would make sense. Like, he just forgets he ain't got pants on.
You know, just wanders into the world, sees his friends, day just normal.
Rabbit has OCD.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Rabbit was very, very orderly. Roo had autism.
Oh. Yeah. What about his mum?
Kanga had social anxiety disorder. She never went on the adventures and she was always scared about letting him go out as well. Al had dyslexia and short-term memory loss.
Really? I thought Al was the smart one.
Yeah, but there's many instances where he can't read, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Autism. You can be extremely smart with autism, but not be able to speak, read, or write on all that stuff.
Piglet, anxiety. Just mad anxiety. Yeah,
it just got casual, like, I don't want to be here. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Eeyore, depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the kicker. Christopher Robin, schizophrenia.
Yeah, okay.
So is he the characters?
Yeah, essentially. Go. He goes into the woods.
He's got all of them.
He's got all of them.
Just surrounded by the 100-acre wood.
Poor guys.
Yeah.
This is how he got it. He went into the forest, got lost, couldn't find his way out, started going delirious, all these fucking characters appeared.
Gotta be it.
He ate a mushroom and it all kicked off.
All right, I'm going to give you guys your scores. You can chat amongst yourself while I count them up.
It's going to take him a while, guys. So
that's enough. In third place. Oh, Rikesh didn't even make it.
Didn't make it.
So he's in fourth place, right?
So in fourth place.
Yeah, message or anything, hasn't he? In fourth place.
Rikesh!
Woo, yeah. Well done, Rikesh.
That's what you get for working, useless, mate.
In third place, and this was actually close, was Tish with 4.
That's it.
But in second was Danny with 6. And so therefore, Fraser is the winner with 8. Yeah. It was very close.
Oh, never would have guessed it.
That was really good quiz.
Unfortunately, no guests win this round, this day. Fraser has no manners.
Using logic for Disney.
No. Go hard or go home, mate.
I will leave you with this little fun, dark fact. In the Jungle Book, the original story, the village people banned Mowgli for sorcery because he could talk to animals. So Mowgli got the animals to ruin all the crops in the village and then plow through the village with elephants, destroying everything. He didn't even leave the bare necessities.
So was that all just for the pun or was that right?
No, it's right. It's actually true. Yeah.
The villagers were right.
The villagers were like, this guy's a thing. He could talk to animals. So they kicked him out of the village because he could talk to animals. And then he was like, fuck these guys, and just killed them all.
Wow. Yeah. So I swear that's got the same animation scenes as Winnie the Pooh. How they just copy and paste
it. Yeah, they did. Mowgli. Yeah, I've seen that.
Mowgli is Christopher Robin, and he's also tapped. And all the animals aren't real.
It's all connected.
Mind blown. He returns back to his home village and no one believes him, so he just destroys everything.
Just destroys them, yeah. That would make sense. And a good Disney film.
Did you say anything about Aladdin's dark history?
No, I do have a little bit of fact on Aladdin, but I mean, if you have anything you want to add about Aladdin that you know of.
Not really, no. Just go on and ruin my favourite film.
Oh, let me find the fact for you, mate. In Aladdin, obviously you have an underage marriage at one point with Jafar.
Jafar? Rapey vibes for sure.
Very, very rapey vibes.
Standard Disney.
Pretty sure that there wasn't much. I did have a little bit on it, and I'm pretty sure that was the majority of it. It's just her basically being sold off to an older man.
Well, maybe just also the whole like how hard they go in chasing after Aladdin when he's like homeless and just wants some food and he steals like a piece of bread for him and Apu.
Yeah.
But like all the soldiers are chasing him with
swords and shit.
Swords and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like reminiscent of like today's world though.
Yeah. I mean, this is why Aladdin has survived. I think one, Robin Williams pretty much is the reason that film is as good as it is, but I think because it was racist in the way of it was trying to depict a version of, you know, maybe Arab culture, but it kind of takes a bit of a right turn in kind of going, but you know, if someone was to steal from a stall, they would get their hand cut off back then. That is kind of that is how Aladdin was, even in like the old timey plays and stuff. So
yeah
it's dark but kind of a little bit on the nose.
I guess art imitates life, doesn't it?
It does indeed. If you guys have anything dark that you want to add to this podcast, feel free to fire away.
I was thinking Dark Disney, but you can go down so many rabbit holes when it comes to Disney's foundation. Or even to, Mickey Mouse's and the cheese line, where he's poking holes in the Swiss cheese. I think Mickey Mouse. Yeah. It's the boat. What's it? The steamboat. Yeah.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
That's it. Yeah, exactly that.
No way.
He's poking holes in the Swiss cheese as he's on the conveyor belt.
Oh. Yeah. No, I
did know that happen?
Yeah, didn't even think about that. That's kind of fucked up.
Stuff going on. Is it just Steamboat Willie that's got weird stuff going on?
No, there's loads of old animations that have lots of weird stuff going on.
Mm.
Even new movies have some odd scenes in them. I saw a clip of, I don't know if this would be relevant, but is Despicable Me Disney or is it Pixar?
That's a Illumination.
Never mind, we won't get into that on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as I said, when I said like Dark Disney to some people and said I was doing a podcast on it, they were like, oh my God, yeah, you should talk about the downfall of Disney, the things that they've done wrong and the things that they're doing behind the scenes with the CEOs and the way they're trying to buy out the whole industry. And I was like, that is fucking boring. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want to hear about people dancing in Red Hot Shoes until they die. That's way more fun.
I'm just trying to think of how she died. Like, she just killed over and was like, this is it. Like,
yeah, unless you just like statued it and was like, nah, I'm actually gonna die, I'm gonna sink all the way into these boots. I'm not gonna just lay down and only lose my feet. I'm gonna commit to it.
Yeah, mad. The princess is a queen, so time has passed. The witch is now an old witch, and she's just shocked.
Yeah,
she couldn't believe she accepted the invite. She's looking at the person that she like wanted to kill her entire life.
Yeah, I love that she was like, I can't say no, I gotta go. That's rude. I don't want to be rude. I know,
like,
they're gonna kill me
or anything.
Mad, the politics. Yeah. Anyway, that is my Dark Disney episode for you guys. It was only a short one, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fun. Never watching Disney episode. Again.
You know, not with the
same
watch
it closely. Yeah. That's it.
Someone give Winnie Pooh some trousers.
No, don't. He's so confused. He don't know what's going on.
Take the top off and just give him trousers. At least he tried to get dressed a different way.
Just wrap his t-shirt around his waist.
He's like, he didn't make it this time.
Well, thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys for listening wherever you may be out there. I've been your host today, Charlie, joined by, as always,
Fraser,
and our special guests today,
Danny,
T-Sham,
and T-Sham. Until next time, guys, thanks for joining us, Danny and T-Sham. Really,
thanks for coming, guys. Yeah.
Again, we'll get you on for another one at some point. Cool.
Always a pleasure.
Till next time. Peace and love.
Adios.